Let's speak to Rolene Marks. Good afternoon, Rolene. How are you? Can we get an update on that rocket attack in Iron Dome?
You can. I was just about to share my interesting saying of the day, but I'll give you a rocket update.
No. Tell us your interesting saying first.
Okay. So you know how we say third time's a charm in English?
Oh, yes.
In Hebrew, it's pam shlishi glida. So your third chance ice cream. Well, we are Jewish and we do love food, so it only makes sense that we should say that.
Okay, so you know what's also interesting is if you look at how different nations, different cultures talk about afterlife, right? So Christians talk about harps and angels, you know, I think Islam talks about the 72 virgins. What do Jews talk about? We shall eat of the flesh of the Leviathan and we shall drink the wine of the grapevine. Like even the afterlife is filled with food
banquets.
Banquets and gastronomic treats.
Failing to see a problem with that, but I tell you what, we did have an issue with the early hours of this morning was a rocket fired from Gaza into Israel, which set off the Tiva Adom, the code red alert. Now, what was very concerning was that the Iron Dome did not intercept this rocket. It did, thank goodness, fall in an open field, and the army have investigated. It fell in the eastern part of the Eshkol Regional Council, and thank goodness, no casualties or destruction. But everybody wanted to know, why did the interceptors, which were fired, why did they not intercept? And according to the RDF, they weren't meant to or they weren't aimed. I don't know what that explanation entails beyond that, but that's the explanation we were given. And Israeli Air Force attacking several targets, including a Hamas observation post east to Rafah and the Gaza Strip, as well as firing on terrorists who were launching incendiary devices into Israel, and some four blazes were started today because of these devices. So the Israeli Air Force on the alert as we approach the weekend, yet another weekend where Israel will be on high alert, and we are expecting a possible escalation along the border tomorrow.
Rolene, talk to us about China and Israeli relations and innovation centers.
Well, Jack Ma, who is the e-commerce giant from China, and in fact, I don't know if you've bought anything from Alibaba, but he is the founder of Alibaba. Some very interesting things that are found on Alibaba, including a pumpkin-shaped little house that said, for your dog or for your pig.
Oh, no.
But that's, I digress. But Jack Ma, the vice president of China, Wang Qishan, and Prime Minister Netanyahu opened today or launched the Israeli Innovation Center, which is dedicated in the memory of our late former president, Shimon Peres. Shimon Peres himself, a great fan of startups, of innovation, and this was unveiled in Tel Aviv today at the Peres Center in the company of Shimon Peres's son and daughter-in-law and grandchildren, and both Qishan and Netanyahu lauded the relationship between China and Israel. But it was Jack Ma who said, you know, in Israel, innovation is as natural as food and water. He couldn't be more impressed than he already is at the innovation that takes place in Israel. This is his second trip in a very short while. So it's a great honor for us to welcome somebody along the lines of Jack Ma. He says, most people innovate for success, but I find Israel innovates for survival. You don't have the biggest diamonds, but you have the biggest diamond exchange. You don't make cars, but you have the best car technology. You don't have water, but I heard that you are one of the biggest exporters of vegetables and fruits to Europe, and that is amazing. And he lauded our technology. So a really, really great start to the day. And, you know, China is a very interesting market for Israel. It's a very, not just very interesting from a trading perspective, but interesting from a political perspective. You know, how much more of a role can China play in the area and certainly brokering peace with our neighbors? And Netanyahu today saying, as he opened up the new Peres Innovation Center, saying that innovation is the engine of peace. So a good day for Israeli innovation.
I wonder what they had to say about Shimon Peres coming back to address the conference.
Well, that was quite incredible. Shimon Peres addressed the conference via hologram. And apparently throughout the Innovation Center, there will be holograms of the former president discussing and talking. But only in Israel could we do that. Could we summon somebody who has passed on via hologram?
Absolutely bizarre. Rolene, and finally, this whole week there's been murmurings about putschers in the Likud and Gideon Saar, and put us in the picture. Tell us what's going on.
Oiva voy, I tell you. Well, one word I really wouldn't use describing like a potential overthrow is putsch in Israel. The word putsch has the most appalling connotations.
Correct,
you know,
correct.
It makes
rebuked.
Me think of the Munich beer hall putsch.
Rebuked and accepted.
Exactly. So that's my rant for the day, is don't use the word putsch. Big smack on the knuckles. But former Likud Minister Gideon Saar apparently has launched quite a criticism of Prime Minister Netanyahu, and he's demanded that Netanyahu either provide some kind of evidence or retract his claim that Saar tried to stage this so-called putsch or overthrow Netanyahu as the leader of the Likud party. Now, we're heading very, very close to elections next year. And, you know, election time always raises the question is who is the next likely person to take over from Bibi Netanyahu? And unfortunately, you know, many of these parties don't always plan for succession, or at least not plan successfully, because they're so busy trying to one up each other to assume some kind of role of power on their various lists. Now, there's a lot of sentiment, and I know it might not be popular amongst the listeners, but there's a lot of sentiment in Israel that perhaps Bibi is coming very close to his sell-by date, even though his approval rating at the moment is high. A lot of people thinking that, you know, it's time for new perspective, it's time for new leadership. Yeah. But Netanyahu does enjoy a reputation of making sure that his opponents are soundly beaten. And in the case of Gideon Saar, who long ago, when he first entered and climbed the ranks of Israeli politics, was tipped to be a possible future prime minister. So this infighting within the ranks of Likud is a very, very interesting one to watch, especially for the other parties who will be jostling to see who they position on their respective lists as somebody possible to take over the prime ministership.
Rolene, perfect timing, because that's where we've got to leave it. Thank you for being with us today. We'll speak to you next week.
And Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. I know you guys are all keeping it together in Johannesburg, and from Modi Inn, we'll be keeping it together with you, and have a great Shabbos project Shabbat, and save me a piece of challah, Kath.
Thank you. All right, I will do that. Although, you know what, Rolene, maybe I just should send you the recipe. You know.
Probably easier than a Shabbat Shalom piece of challah when it eventually gets through the post.
Shabbat Shalom, Rolene. If we had a post.